I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. The headline of the week, Bristol Motor Speedway was a cool place to host the All-Star Race. At least that's the opinion of this reporter. The main reason for the move was so fans could attend. I have to admit, it was cool to hear some cheers. The racing was great. The night started with the open for drivers who weren't already eligible. Eric Amarola and William Byron won the stages, and Matt DiBenedetto won the race. All three drivers transferred into the All-Star race, along with Clint Bowyer, who won the fan vote. Personally, I think the glow lights were cool, but why not under the whole car? It looked like you did half the job, NASCAR, I'm just saying. Ryan Blaney won the first of four stages, and then it was the Chase Elliott show. Chase won the rest of the stages and a cool million for the race win, his first in the All-Star. It was the ninth for Hendrick Motorsports, and some cool facts go along with this win. He and his dad, Bill Elliott, become the second father and son to win, along with the Earnhardts, and his dad won the only other All-Star race run somewhere other than Charlotte. It was raced at Atlanta that year. This weekend, all three top series are racing at Texas Motor Speedway. This 1.5-mile track has hosted NASCAR since 1997. They redesigned the track a few years ago to make pit row wider, make it drain easier when the rain comes, and took 4 degrees of banking off turns 1 and 2. The Xfinity teams race on Saturday afternoon. Kyle Busch is the defending champ of the race and will join invaders Brett Moffitt, Timmy Hill, and Bailey Curry from the Truck Series. You can catch the Xfinity Series Saturday afternoon at 2:30 on NBCSN. The Trucks fire up Saturday night. Defending champ of the race Kyle Busch is also running this one, along with Xfinity Series regulars Ross Chastain, Justin Haley, and Brennan Poole. You can catch the Truck Series race 8 p.m. Saturday night on FS1. The Cup teams are running Sunday at Texas. Jimmy Johnson leads here with 7 wins. Kyle Busch, defending champ of the race Denny Hamlin, and Kevin Harvick have 3 each. Kenseth has 2, and Logano, Kurt Busch, and Newman are also prior winners. Johnson has the most top 5s with 16, and he's tied with Harvick for top 10s with 22 each. Matt Kenseth leads the Loop Data driver ratings, followed by Johnson, Kyle Busch, Harvick, and Truex Jr., and Chase Elliott has the best average finish with a 7.4. Hendrick and Roush lead Joe Gibbs 9-8 in the team stats, and Ford tops builders with 17. Chevy has 13, and Toyota has 7. Eric Amarola has the pole for Sunday's race. Ryan Blaney, the Busch brothers, and Kevin Harvick will round the top 5. Brad Keselowski, Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, Joey Logano, and Truex Jr. will round your top 10 starters. You can catch full coverage of the O'Reilly Auto Parts 500 at 2:30 Sunday on NBCSN. I'm NASCAR Steven. That's your Fast Lane for Friday, July 17th. Brought to you by Meekhoff Tire and Gaylord, family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive. Plus, they have Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal tires at the best prices.